Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. I'm so happy to have you here with me today because I have a fantastic guest on the show. With me today is Xavier Roman. He's an energy healer that has helped people across the country heal from physical, emotional, and mental health concerns. Hi Xavier, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, so I have to ask, I'm so interested and fascinated by energy healing. I've heard and seen so many amazing things with that, and people who have such fantastic results and reviews about energy healing in general. But I have to ask first, how did you get into this? And how did this come about being something that you learned how to do or that you kind of incorporated into your life?
Okay, well, it all started when I was 5 years old. I had been at a corner nearby my house, and across the street from a corner, probably like about 4 blocks away from where I resided at the time, and I seen a child and a mother crying on the corner. They were crying, and I was on others across the street on the other corner. And as a 5-year-old, I guess you have feelings for everybody and you want to help any and everybody. And if you see somebody crying, it's like, wow, poor people, they're crying. And for some reason, I thought that I could help them. And I just said, I want to help them. So that was my intention, not knowing what intention meant or anything like that. So I closed my eyes and I put my head down. And my intention, my feeling was that I was going to help them. And I opened my eyes, and probably about 2, 3 seconds, they stopped. And when they stopped, they both looked, he was hugging like around her hip, but like he was looking towards the street. And he had stopped, he looked around, and she stopped, she looked around, they stopped crying like suddenly. And I said, wow, was that me? Like, no, like, did I do that? Like, no, I didn't do that. Like, that's crazy, I mean, I'm thinking about my 5-year-old self back then at the time, because I can still picture myself like as if it was yesterday. And I was like, wow, am I like a superhero? I got like these superpowers, like, oh my God, can I fly? Like, all these ridiculous ideas. And then, I thought it was kind of cool. And I was like, well, maybe that wasn't me. Maybe, but it happened. Like, they just stopped crying. Like, about after 2 seconds, it just abruptly stopped. And they're like, they almost had the look of like, what's going on? Like, what happened? Like, what's so then I went on, about my day, and I didn't share it with nobody, that I didn't talk to nobody about it, or with nobody. I just kept it to myself. As time went on, excuse me, my allergies are acting up today, so if you hear me like that, I'm not dry, it's just allergies. But as time went on, I would practice on people as my mom would take me to the doctor's offices. So she would take me to doctor's offices, and I would look around for people who were like in pain. You could tell on their face they're like in pain, or they were hurling or something like that. And then I would do the same thing, and I'd put my head down, just close my eyes, make sure my mom wasn't looking though.
You're right.
So I'd do one of these and then do it again, and then pick my head up and boom, they would stop. Like, I pick my head up, I give it like a couple of seconds, and then they were like, and I was like, wow. Okay. And I still wouldn't really believe it, but a part of me would believe it. But there was part of me like, no, it just couldn't happen. And so I would just continuously do that, as a child. And as I would continue to do that, I just look for people who are in more pain and more pain, and see, like if I could just continue to do it. And it just continued to work, and to the point where I would see people in, when I went to the doctor's office, like if I went for my mom's appointments or my appointments or for whatever, people would stop, they would look around like, what was that? And then some people would leave like, why am I here? And then they would go to the desk like, yeah, I'm gonna leave. And then they would leave and take off, and I was like, oh, no, that was cool. That was cool. That was cool. Yeah. So that's how it all began. And no, I didn't learn, of course, like how are we gonna learn at 5 years old and or anything like that. And I didn't see nothing on TV that would teach that or anything like that. So it's just like something to just, it just came on me when I see those that mom and son, crying.
Yeah, that's amazing that you had this gift at such a young age, but also that you had the thought process to continue kind of practicing it, even though you didn't think that you were necessarily practicing it. You were just kind of testing it out in the beginning. But really, you had the thought process to kind of continue practicing this to see how it went. And that's really amazing because I think a lot of people, when they find that they have some kind of a gift like that, it scares them at first. And so they just kind of avoid it instead of practicing it. So that's great that you did that at such a young age and noticed that that was such a powerful tool.
Definitely. The avoidance came with me telling people that this is what I could do, or this is how this works, or this is how this is working. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't tell a soul. Friends, I wasn't gonna tell because I was like, you're not making fun of me. Family, I wasn't gonna tell because I was like, you're not calling me crazy. And anybody else is just like out of the question and so forth. And that's how everything began.
So I know I mentioned earlier when I kind of did a very brief introduction was that you've helped people with all sorts of different conditions, emotional, physical, mental health conditions, things like that. So are there certain things that you can really focus on? Is it really anything? There's a lot of my listeners have autoimmune conditions or chronic illness or have healed from that or are looking at healing from that. So what types of things can this energy healing be good for?
Well, I think it's personally good for anything. If you just ask me, just from over the last year plus from me doing it or like exposing myself to, helping people out and so forth, I think it could help everybody. I don't really think it matters what it is, just from my experience. I don't think there's any limits. I don't think. Matter of fact, I was going to begin to tell somebody on another show as we were ending the thing, and like, hey, what's the most weirdest thing or the most the biggest healing thing that you came across? And I said, well, it's going to take this long to do. If you got time, instead, like, okay, and said, no, you know what? Let's continue to the other one. So I'll go ahead and I'll share it with you. Because we didn't get to go ahead and record with that. I says, so there was one time across the street from my house, me, my mom, and my son, we were in my car, and across the street there's a grocery store. And there is a man in a wheelchair who was right there at the entrance, and we seen some people over there. There's like a couple of people around the guy, and they were shaking, like, hey. And then I'm like, looking over there, like, oh my God. And my mom's like, hey, what is that? What happened? I said, I don't know. And I lowered down the windows. I says, let's listen. They're like, yeah, he's not breathing. They're like, no, he's got no pulse. He appeared to have an amputated leg too, that I noticed from across the street. And they're like shaking him and moving him and shaking him. And you hear a little bit of panic, from some other people. They're like, oh no, he's not breathing, he's not moving, he's not this and that. And then my mom, she's starting to cry a little bit, like, oh my God, like, I think I heard what they said, like, oh my God, is he dead? And I was like, ah, man. I says, I think he is. And they're like, people were yelling, we called the ambulance, we called the ambulance, and this and that. And my son's in the back seat, and my son tells me, hey, Dada, that's what he calls me. He's like, hey, Dada, why don't you use your superpowers? I'm like, oh, man. Because that's what he calls it. That's what he calls it. And then my mom's like, she's weeping a little bit and tears coming down. She's like, can you go help? Can you go help him? And I'm like, oh man. Like, okay. I said, all right. Let me go. And I was like, oh my God. I said, I'm gonna hear it now. People in the neighborhood are gonna be like, who does he think he is? And so then I go across there, and then I go by the guy, to check myself. I put my hand by his mouth and, my put my fingers on his neck to see if he had a pulse and this and that. And they're like, everybody's yelling, we called the ambulance already, we called the ambulance already, called the ambulance already. And so I'm just like, hey, just step back a little bit, step back a little bit, I'm gonna go ahead and try to help him, this and that. And they're looking at me like, what the hell are you, a doctor or something like that? And but I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing at all. And so, me too, I did. I patted him like, hey, excuse me, sir. And he was like, he was He wasn't totally stiff, but he wasn't doing nothing. No
Yeah.
heartbeat, no pulse, no nothing. And so I just says, okay, here we go. And so I just stood up right there and I closed my eyes and, I felt this white light going through me and then going to him. And then I gave it a couple seconds and I'm like, hey, sir. And then he starts doing this breathing. I'm like, I mean, I even like my hair stood up in the middle of my back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, okay. And soon after that, to the right of me was the street. And then the fire truck was coming. And I'm like, waving my hand, coming right here. And, they start moving him and stuff like that. And I just start walking back to the car. My mom's like, what happened? What happened? He's alive. He's better now. They're like, no, he's not. Like, no. I said, watch, just keep watching across the street. And then so they're putting him on a stretcher, they're trying to move real fast and so forth. And then as he's about to get on the ambulance truck, he moved his arm like that. And I said, I told you. I told you you better, and so forth. And then my mom and my son were like, wow, wow, you think you did that? I says, well, I never think it's me that's doing that. I says, but I think it's done. I think he's better.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And I'm sure for your son who already thinks, you have a superpower, that for him that was just like, oh yeah, that's my dad doing his thing.
Surely enough, as we drove away and we were like a block down, my mom says, wow, Xavier, because his name is Xavier too. Wow, Xavier, did you see that? Did you see that? He's like, my superpowers are better. I'm like, okay, whatever. So,
Leave it to kids, right?
right. I said, okay, yeah.
Have to ask, when we talk about energy healing, there's so many questions that come up about that, like how does it work? A lot of people want to know, like, how does it feel if you're going to see an energy healer and they're healing you? Like, what does that feel like? Do you have any insight into like how this energy work happens, how it works? How has anybody given you feedback on like how it feels to be the recipient of that? Or can you provide some information as far as that side goes?
Definitely. I don't you probably seen some of the videos and so forth, and people explaining like how they felt or what they felt like and so forth. But it's pretty much almost all the same. Everybody feels, well, for me myself, I feel like a white light coming through me and then going to that person based on what they tell me what's wrong with them, and then going right there and so forth. And for the recipient, the person, they usually feel good. They usually feel better in that spot or spots that they tell me that something's going on. They feel lighter usually. They always feel lighter usually, for the majority of all the times. They feel lighter, they feel better, they feel relaxed, at ease, and so forth.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so, if someone listening today is thinking, oh, I have to reach out and work with him, do people come to you and you can see them in person or virtually, correct? So if they come to you and do they typically give you a little bit of a rundown on kind of what's happening with them, what they're really hoping to fix? Do you kind of already sense that? What's that like?
No, they all tell me, what's going on. So then once I do close my eyes, I know where the intention goes to and where that healing or white light goes to and so forth. So they usually always tell me. And then once I come out of it, I may give them a recommendation. Once I'm done, hey, you might want to try this, you might try this. I'm not a doctor by no means. But here's some things you might want to try that I feel, after this session.
Yeah, that's really great. And as you mentioned before, you have lots of videos out there that and we'll get to that so people can find you and find those. But you have lots of videos out there of you kind of working with people and where you can kind of see this in action and see kind of how people are feeling and how they feel like the session went and how they feel after. And I think that's really great testament of, someone who's going into meeting you and working with you that might initially be skeptical, or at a point where they're like, at this point I'll do anything because I feel desperate or I feel lost. And so then to see someone at the other side of that, say that they feel so much better and that they, are so much happier, or whatever that process looks like for them, that's such a powerful thing. Because I think a lot of times people do, especially with chronic illness, autoimmune disease, things like that, people do get to a point of like, I don't know what else to do. I don't know who to turn to. I don't know where the answers lie. And so being able to find someone like you that has a different answer, that has a different process or a way to help them, that sometimes can be just super powerful because, they feel like they've been everywhere.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I totally agree with everything. And I just I would sometimes hope, I mean, because on the opposite end of what you said, there are people that are they've tried everything, especially medically and so forth, and they come to the end. And I've been in situations where, like, I'll reach out to somebody if I see something like on Facebook and something like, okay, hey, I could drive there. Or, hey, like I get into these spurts, like, okay, I'll do this one free. Like, hey, okay, I'll run to the hospital. Or sometimes people will call me, hey, can you come to this hospital? Like my uncle, aunt, or, family member, whatever's over here. And, they're in the ICU, blah, blah, blah. And so I'll do that. And then there's sometimes I see stories like, wow, this little child's gonna die and so forth. And I'm like, hey, is there any way I could help you? Like, my name is so and so. I do this and that. I don't even need to touch your child or anything like that. I just need to be there. I says, I just want to go ahead and try to give it a try and try to help you out. Here's my information and so forth. Check it out. I mean, like, from reading your story, it sounds like you're at the end. From based on what you're being told medically, or your child's at the end, and they'll say no, like no, like, we're gonna leave this up to God. I said, yeah, but your story said you got one more day left, and I'm like, well, and then I said, yeah, we're just gonna pray on it. I said, well, who do you think sent me? So it's like, hey, come on, let's give this a try, I mean, I have a child myself, and I don't like to see any children go through that. Or I don't want to see you guys lose your child. This is it's just a try. That's all. And then people will say no, and I'm like, hey, that's cool, but I take it personally, eternally. Once I, okay, have a nice day. And inside it's like, oh, come on, like, give it a shot, give it a try. You're at the end, like, come on,
That
like,
must be hard.
oh my, you have no idea how hard. You don't have any idea. I'll go on a rant internally with myself or my assistants around. For like a whole day or maybe a couple of days, like, oh my God. So yeah,
And it
that's what
seems
it's like.
like, it seems like one of those things that, to your point, like I'm not gonna touch you. I'm not gonna do anything to hurt you. I'm not doing anything that's like super invasive. Like ju I just want to be here and like be in your energy and kind of help with that. And it seems like it's such a kind of benign way to be like, yes, if you can do something, like whatever it is, please come do it. And so I can only imagine how frustrating that must be to be like all I need to do is be present, and to be turned away. And especially knowing, having experienced the things that you've experienced since 5 years old. I mean, you've been seeing these things happen since you were a young child. And so knowing that you have some kind of capacity, and each situation is probably different, but knowing that you have that capacity to do something, I can only imagine how difficult that must be.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea, especially when it comes down to children, right? Because I got a child myself, and I'm like, ah, come on, like just give me 5 minutes, okay? 5 minutes,
Well, I don't want to run out of time, so I want to make sure that anyone listening has your information, knows where to find you, knows where they can look up any information about you that you want to share. So where can people reach out to you? Where can they find you? How can they work with you?
Yes, you can go to the website, which is my name, xavierroman.com. That's xavierroman.com. And then all the links will be below, my Facebook link, my Instagram link. Everything will be down there and so forth. You can just check down there if you want to open up other links and so forth. But If you look on the website, it'll give you everything you need and all the other links to catch on to.
Awesome. That's amazing. And don't worry, I'll put that in the show notes so you can easily find it. So you don't have to worry about trying to spell Xavier's name or anything like that. It'll all be there. And also we'll make sure that if you are interested in working with Xavier, you can find that super easily. But also, Xavier, thank you so much for being on the show with us today, for sharing your gift with the world, but also explaining to us and teaching us a little bit about what you do, because I know that there's someone out there listening today that needs to hear this. And so I'm really happy that you were here today to share that.
I thank you too. I thank you as well for having me on and allow me to share my ways, how I could help other people, and continue on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.